Welcome, welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... As we continue our conversation with Philippe Coquard of Wallersheim Winery in Wisconsin, now looking at your website, I see you've got a wine called Domaine Reserve. If we're going by just price, this is the most expensive wine you have. However, there's a reason for that. Explain that to me a little bit.
Domaine Reserve is made out of 100% Maréchal Foch, a French-American hybrid. The vines are 48 years old. It is on our steepest slope. It's picked last. It's made as traditionally as it gets. It is aged 1 year in custom-made barrel of Wisconsin oak and French oak. We were the first winery in the nation to request 50-50, exactly the same number of stave of French oak and Wisconsin oak. We've been doing that for 25 years. And that wine is... you can put that wine next to a Cahors, a Gigondas, a Cournas. It has its own terroir. It is one field. Nobody else in the world is making a wine like this Domaine Reserve. And that, to me, is the pride and the difference. It doesn't have to be Cab from Bordeaux or Merlot from California. We can do it here as well.
Well, being the owner and the winemaker and having your experience that you've got, you can basically do everything at the entire winery. However, what is your favorite part?
Oh, man. I'm going to make myself a t-shirt someday. All I want to do is grow grapes. All I want to do is make wine. Because, you know, the business side of it, you know, the HR side, the finance, or yeah, it's all part of business. But, man, I'd rather be next to a barrel and taste the wine out of the barrel with my daughter. One of my passion is to pass the same passion to my daughter, Celine, who will be the next winemaker after me. She is 33 years old. She is our enologist, and she is in my footstep tasting wine with me. So I love tasting wine. I love to be in the vineyard. I am a grape farmer, winemaker.
So has she got a little higher degree than you? I see she's a master of wine science from Cornell.
Absolutely, and I so welcome it. I tell everybody she's a lot smarter than me, so she can run the lab.
Does she talk sexy like you, though?
No. I'm the only one stuck with a French accent.
Gotcha. Okay. I like to ask this question. What is the, what would you consider a big obstacle that you had to overcome to be successful?
Being in Wisconsin. Being in Wisconsin, because you always have to defend and prove the point. And just a quick story, and I'm sure you will love that. My father-in-law and I used to go to tasting Milwaukee and Chicago and so on, trade show. And we would say, oh, would you like to taste the Wisconsin wine? People would literally pull their glass out of the way and say, oh, no, it's all sweet. It's all fruit wine. No, I'm not interested. And deep down, I had the prairie fumée in my hand. I knew the wine was the future of the winery. I knew that wine was the winner and one of the best wine around. And so you get hurt, you get slapped in the face. And then, so we totally changed our approach. And for about 5 years, we never even said Wisconsin wine. Oh, would you like to taste this wine? Wow, it's so good. Where is it from? Then slowly we were able to educate people that there are other regions that can make wine, not only France and Italy and California. And that has been an obstacle that we have been able to surmount. And now the new generation, the 30-something, the 25-something, are interested and come to the winery asking for the estate-grown wine. They're not interested in Chardonnay and Cabernet. They know it is not grown here in Wisconsin, so they are asking for the estate grown. The Maréchal Foch, the Marquette, the Sauval Blanc, the Saint Pepin, and we have 6 or 7 estate grown wine with, among other wine that we buy grape for.
In our last episode, part 4 of our interview with Philippe of Wallersheim Winery in Wisconsin, we talk about the distillery and the bistro and just how big is Wallersheim Winery. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.